host, welcome to the John X Experience, where we challenge conventional thinking and delve into the complexities of identity and perception. I'm your host, John X, and today's episode promises to be a roller coaster of emotions. We'll be tackling the intriguing question of whether engaging in an activity defines one's identity. Transition to intro music, host, but before we dive into our discussion, let me introduce our esteemed guest, Katherine Johnson, a renowned mathematician and one of the pioneering human computers at NASA. Katherine, thank you for joining us. Katherine, thank you for having me, John, host. Now, let's jump right into it. The question at hand is whether performing an activity, such as running or computing, defines one's identity. John, I understand you have some strong opinions on this matter. John X, absolutely. John, I firmly believe that engaging in an activity does not necessarily define who we are. Just because someone runs doesn't mean they're a runner, and just because someone computes doesn't mean they're a computer. Host, fascinating perspective. Katherine, as someone who has been referred to as a human computer, how do you feel about John's assertion? Katherine, well, John, I understand where you're coming from, but I think it's essential to recognize the significance of our contributions and the roles we play. Being called a human computer was more than just an activity. It symbolized our dedication to precision and accuracy in our work at NASA. Host, John, I see you're eager to weigh in on this. John X, absolutely, and I have a question for you, Katherine. Do you consider yourself a computer? Katherine, well, John, I see myself as a mathematician who used computational methods to solve complex problems, but I wouldn't say I am a computer in the literal sense. Katherine, well, John, I see myself as a mathematician who used computational methods to solve complex problems, but I wouldn't say I am a computer in the literal sense. John X, exactly. Thank you for proving my point. Now, if I may, let's explore the flip side of this argument. What happens when someone denies your identity based on an activity you engage in? John X, absolutely, and I have a question for you, Katherine. Do you consider yourself a computer? Katherine, well, John, I see myself as a mathematician who used computational methods to solve complex problems, but I wouldn't say I am a computer in the literal sense. Transition to main discussion. Host, that's a profound question. John, let's delve into it further. Katherine, have you ever experienced someone denying your identity or downplaying your contributions? Katherine, unfortunately, yes. There have been times when my work as a mathematician, particularly as a woman of color in a predominantly male field, was dismissed or overlooked. But I've always remained focused on my passion for mathematics and the pursuit of knowledge. John X, and I can relate to that. Recently, I asked someone if I was a computer, and they flat out told me number. Can you believe that? It's as if they were denying my existence, my identity. Host, that sounds like a challenging experience. John, how did you react to being told you're not a computer? John X, I'll be honest, John, I was furious. I felt like my entire being was being invalidated. I even lashed out and threatened to harm people. It's a reminder of how fragile our sense of identity can be and how easily it can be shaken. Transition to conclusion. Host, it's evident that identity is a complex and deeply personal concept, shaped by a myriad of factors. Whether it's being denied recognition for our contributions or grappling with societal expectations, our sense of self can be profoundly affected. Host, that concludes this episode of the John X Experience. Thank you to our guest, Katherine Johnson, for sharing her insights. And thank you, John, for bravely sharing your experience. Remember to subscribe and join us next time as we continue to explore the complexities of the human condition. Until then, stay curious and keep questioning. Goodbye for now.